The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. This year's Lenten journey begins, like it does every year, with a cross made of ash traced on your forehead. This is just one of many crosses that are traced on your forehead. At least once a year, you receive the cross on your forehead, perhaps more often than that. It's a symbol that was given to you when you were first joined to Christ in baptism. You were baptized with a cross traced using oil instead of ash on your forehead. And the words, "Lin, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever." That is the first cross you received. The last cross you will receive is at your funeral. Before the casket is lowered down into the earth, we take some earth and we cast it on top of the lid, and we say these words while a cross is traced over you. "The Lord look upon her with favor and give her peace. Rest eternal grant her, O Lord, and let light shine upon her." That is the last cross you will receive. Today, you will receive one of the many crosses of your life between the first and the last. There are two things to remember about what you receive today. One is, it is ash. Two, it is a cross. What you receive on your face today is ash. It is burnt plant matter. It was alive at one time. It was a thing of beauty, with roots and leaves, buds that sprouted up. But its time of living is over. It's now different than it once was. Yet it still has a purpose. Even though the plant is gone, it still means something. It still offers something. It still has a way of going on living on your forehead in a way that it could never do when it was a plant alive. The ash reminds us of the act of repentance. The Bible talks about repenting from wrongdoing by wearing sackcloth and ashes, covering yourself up in ash as an outward sign of the inward grief and guilt that we experience for our mistakes. Ash is also literally dust. It's the leftover carbon that didn't get consumed by the fuel that was burning. Ash is earth, and a reminder that we come from the earth, and we return to the earth. God forms us from the very material that we receive on our foreheads. In that sense, ash grounds us. They are literal ground from the dirt that we mark ourselves with. And they ground us also in the reality that our mortality is not optional. In the grand scheme of things, we're nothing more than ash. But importantly, although you may be ash, you belong to someone. You are mortal dust, but you are also beloved child. The ashes we wear come in the form of a cross, the symbol of suffering and humiliation that is transformed into the promise of new life. The cross you wear on your face sinks deeper than any other identity you carry. The cross you are marked with goes below your makeup and skin and any superficial masks that we wear to convince others that everything's okay. The cross reveals that underneath all of those things that we pretend to be, we are simple dust. Jesus hung from a cross. And the cross we bear is a reminder that our Christian faith is consequential. Following Jesus comes with consequences. It did for him. And if we're truly following after him, should we expect any different? Jesus lived a sacrificial life and died a sacrificial death. And you are called to take up a cross and do the same. Give your alms to the needy, quietly, sacrificially. Offer your prayers for those that are hurting, quietly, sacrificially. Make your fasts, quietly and sacrificially. But this is perhaps the most important part. No matter what rituals or fasts or things that you give up for Lent, none of it is necessary for gaining God's approval. You are a beloved child of God already. And nothing you sacrifice will provide a drop more of grace and mercy that is already freely given to you and everyone in Jesus. We are saved by grace through faith, and it is done for you. You can't earn it. Jesus completed it. Nothing you do, nothing, can add more love from God. God's love is already here. Rather, the things that we sacrifice during Lent are reminders. Reminders that we're baptized into Jesus. Reminders that we are frail creatures of dust. Reminders that our old selves are crucified with Christ. Reminders that we never know which of the crosses traced on our foreheads will be the last. Amen.